Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on radio.com and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Hopes are not high. Hopes are low. Jack Fritz, we don't lie to the High Hopes listeners. And you know what? They know it too, because they're diseased Phillies fans, because that's our motto. I hate this team right now. I hate this team, this group. I don't hate the Philadelphia Phillies, the Philadelphia Phillies that we love and die for. I hate this group right now. I hate watching them play, man. I hate it. Today sucked. The worst loss of the season, like of a season filled with awful, horrendous, bleepy losses, Jack. I want to curse so bleeping bad. I hate this team right now. Hello, Jack. How are you?
I got to be honest. Not well at all. They blew through three leads, and they blew a 5-run lead, which is like, all right, that sucks. And then they blew a 4-run lead, and then this fucking manager brings in David Hale to face the heart of the Nationals lineup. Why in the world would you bring David Hale in to face the heart of the lineup if you're going to use Jose Alvarado no matter what? Like, no matter what, you're going to use Jose Alvarado later. Why are you bringing David Hale into that game that you know he's going to blow? David Hale sucks, okay? Like, why is he coming into that game? Like, there's no shot he's getting any outs there. There's no shot. They blew three freaking leads today. Hector blew it because you knew he was going to blow it. You knew he was going to blow it. There was no way it was going to be a normal ninth. There's no way. There's no way it's going to be a normal ninth. Of course they blew it. I'm glad they lost. They deserve to lose. Blow up the team. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if they go on a run, if the Phils get hot. Whatever. It doesn't matter because this team is not good enough. They are dead inside, and they are embarrassing night in, night out. David Hale, are you serious? Jesus Christ, man.
This should be a fun one. This isn't going to be a long one.
I'm good now. It's like, honestly, it's fine. Yeah. 2 minutes. I'm out.
I don't have much to say. Like, your point about David Hale is perfect. The better question is, why is he on the roster? Like, how many times do we have to come on this podcast and say, David Hale this, David Hale that? Like, why is he still here? Anyone else as bad as him would be off this team a month ago. Like, I hate this joke, Jack. I hate this joke because it's the go-to joke, and everyone's been saying it for years, and there's no real originality to it. But does he have pictures of Joe Girardi? Does he have pictures of Dave Dombrowski? Why is this guy here? Why is he on this team? Why are we watching pitch? And then the high leverage thing. Girardi's a disaster. Like, we saw over the weekend, you know what? Let's all say it. Let's all say it together. I wish Gabe Kapler were back. I miss you, Gabe. I miss you with every fiber of my being. We were wrong. We were all wrong. You run circles around Joe Girardi as a manager. Circles, circles around the guy. And then last night, we didn't even get, like, it, then we have the whole thing from yesterday, too, the freaking embarrassment that is the Joe Girardi thing on multiple levels, that Girardi does it in the first place when it's just, it's stupid. It's stupid. It's the second night they're checking things. What are the odds that Max Scherzer is going to have something on him the second night they're enforcing this thing? Do you think he is a moron? He's been checked twice already, and then you do it again in a spot where he loses the ball against Boehm. Like, that's a clear indication he's not using something, in my mind. And then you do it, and you get fired up, and no one on the team has your back. Like, Jack, the last 2 days, honestly, like, I know we're going to talk ourselves into something if they play a stretch of good baseball. We probably do. That's what we do. But, like, we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. No one should talk themselves into this team. This team is a losing baseball team. They are a losing group of guys. They're losers.
Well, the fact that no one's, like, regardless if you think Girardi was wrong or not, like, I understand he's trying to win a ball game and all that stuff, and he's obviously just trying to mess with Scherzer, and, like, I think it's a total loser move, and it shows that you can't beat him, so you got to do this to kind of mess up with him personally. You know, but the fact that regardless of not if you disagree with it or agree with it or whatnot, if you're in the Phillies, like, your manager's going out there and he's fighting. At least he's fighting. Like, at least he's standing up there. At least he's showing a freaking pulse. Meanwhile, Reese is the only guy on the top step.
Like, yeah, you're right.
Like, I'm just saying. Like, I've been in dugouts. It's not the same level of dugout, but it gets flowing, and you start getting mad, and you're like, you don't talk to that guy like that. That's my manager. Like, the season, it died to me last night. It died to me last night, and then today somehow is worse. It's like all these poor Sixers fans. Oh, well, we blew two. It's like, dude, I do this every day, man. Like, I do this every day. Every day of my life. I watch this team blow games and blow games and blow games. Never get one run where it's just normal. There's been, what, two laughers this year, James? Three? I mean, there's been three laughers in a freaking 70-plus game season so far. Like, I can't even get a freaking – today should have been a laugher. I almost tweeted, I'll quit the podcast if they lose this game. That's how much I thought it was a layup and it's over. Thank God I didn't. But, like, oh, my God. The fact that no one in that dugout stood up for their manager when he's at least showing some fight, and the John Boy breakdown was great because it actually showed that he was yelling at Kevin Long. And, by the way, Kevin Long, you freaking loser – Girardi was with you forever. You don't yell F you to him. Why don't you grow up a little bit, pal? And it's like that Nationals team, it's like they suck. The Nationals suck. And the fact that they just lost both these games to him is disheartening. But that team, you saw at least that they had some World Series caliber guys on that team. Like Zimmerman's a winning kind of player in that locker room. Soto, same thing. Turner. Like, those guys just, they another team that's in the Phillies' head. It's just like, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And then today you got to deal with Bryce laughing it up with Zimmerman and whoever else.
And
it's
Scherzer.
And it's like, that's just making fun of the manager. Why don't you go back to Washington? Just go back to Washington. Seriously. If you want to do that, just go back to Washington. Seriously. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about no heart. I mean, where has Bryce Harper been? I know he's heating up a little bit with the bat the last few days, but that guy couldn't look less interested in being a Philadelphia Philly right now. Mr., you know, fanatic Sox and, you know, bow to the fans in the outfield. Like, he looks like he doesn't give two bleeps about this season, Jack. Has anyone looked less interested in baseball the last 2 weeks prior to, like, the last couple games when he's hitting a little bit?
No. Well, and then but he didn't run out the ball over the weekend. He should have been on second base.
It's just like, he's supposed to be your leader. He's supposed to be your guy. Yeah. He's supposed to be the guy that people look to. And he's just like weak. They're all weak. Like, they're a weak baseball team. They really are.
There's no one that's taking the ball and saying, give me it. Like, even like a ground ball in the eighth or ninth, you're expecting someone to boot it because no one's like, give me the ball. I want the ball. I want to, like, none of these guys want the ball. None of these guys want the moment.
It's a bunch of Ben Simmonses.
No, seriously. I actually had this written down. I actually had this written down. Who's a worse number 25, Ben Simmons or Joe Girardi? Seriously, who's worse?
I got no answer for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Both are pretty bad.
I mean, at least Ben Simmons does some things well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he can defend. He was a defensive player of the year.
I don't see Joe Girardi sticking Trey Young on defense, do you? I don't think so.
No, he's just trying to fight the Nationals hitting coach and make
him
feel the laughingstock.
Yeah, and no one's getting his back. I mean, what a telling thing that is. Like, what a telling thing.
Oh, this team told me all I need to know about them last night.
Well, and it's not just the no one having his back at is bad enough, but then they don't get a hit till the eighth inning. Like, it didn't fire them up to stand up for him or get his back, and then it did nothing for them to play better. Like, it just, this team, it's, I'm happy your opening rant had the only one with a freaking pulse thing, because that's really how it feels. And it's funny, too, that you made the Sixers comparison, because you're, first of all, so right. Like, these Sixers fans, and we are Sixers fans, but, like, the Sixers fans who are not Phillies fans have no idea. Have no idea the pain that we go through on a literal daily basis watching this baseball team. Every single day. But to your point about the Sixers, and I think there is a parallel there where the moment I knew the Sixers were losing Game 7, and I thought, I was nervous going in just because I didn't trust them and the Hawks.
Well, you
just
seem like a calm individual, so I'm surprised that you were nervous.
I'm pretty
just
relaxed.
Cool, calm, collected.
Collected. Exactly, Jack. So one of the first huddles in the game, like, they show the two huddles, and, like, the Hawks guys are all fired up, and they're, like, pointing to each other and talking, and they show the Sixers huddle, and, like, they're all just sitting there looking like they're, like, in a daze. Like, they don't even know what's going on. There was just no pulse on that team, it felt like. And that's what this Phillies team feels like. It feels like no one there has a pulse. Like, nothing gets them going. Nothing matters. I mean, even today, I mean, thank goodness for the 7, 8, 9 hole.
Dude.
Because that was the only reason they had any offense.
9 RBIs, I think.
I know.
Well, yeah, and it's like, even, you know, it's funny. We thought the Luke Williams home run, like, would have jump-started them a little bit and whatever. You know,
three straight walk-offs attached to that, too.
They look like they don't even care about the freaking straw hat anymore. They're just like, oh, cool, let's do this. Let's go.
Just a thing.
Oh, let's go through the motions.
Oh, you got it now.
Oh, great.
Wear it for half an inning.
Right. awesome. And, like, they can't even have fun with that anymore. It's just, they're just a very, very depressing baseball team. And, like, here's where I'm at. Like, I love the Phillies. I will watch every game, and I will apparently die with every game, because every game, I'm just very emotionally invested in them, and will continue to be, because I can't be out. I can't not watch. I love them too much. I hate them. I hate that I'm in this situation. I love them, but I hate them. And it's like the family member that's like you're just disappointed in, but you still gotta love them. It's just where I'm at. And I gotta be honest, James, I just feel like we're heading into such a dark territory. Like, they are legitimately stuck in the middle. Like, they are stuck right in the middle. They are a 500-ish baseball team with high payrolls, and they're not good enough, and they don't have enough coming through the system. It's like, I was thinking about this last night. Wander Franco gets brought up last night, and, of course, does Wander Franco things because he's unbelievable. And this is no slight to Luke Williams, but, like, Luke Williams gets brought up. It's like, oh, there it is. We got a good utility player. Meanwhile, they're bringing up superstars to the Rays who don't even, like, need a superstar. It's just so annoying where we're at as a franchise. I would not hate if Dombrowski made, like, a core shaking move at the deadline. Like, honestly, this core needs a shake up. It needs something that's going to jumpstart them. I don't know who the player is. I don't care who the player is. They can all go for all I care, because none of them are going to come back and bite me, except for, like, Wheeler. He's obviously good, although, I don't know, maybe get a little spider tack Zach, but. but literally they could do whatever, and I'll be like, cool. Like, I get it. You got, like, that. You can't be where this team is at, be as dead as they are, have as little emotion as they have no talent coming up through the system that's worth a damn, and just keep doing the same thing over and over again, and keep sinking resources into this. Like, what are we supposed to do? Just keep sinking resources into a team that's not good enough? I mean, cool. I guess if you just want to live in mediocrity and you want to be a 500 baseball team and you want to do all that stuff, like, if that's your cup of tea, that's fine. But this team is fundamentally broken. And Girardi certainly was not the difference maker. And now we'll see if Dombrowski was the difference maker. I have my suspicions that he's not.
Yes, they need a total rebuild. Dave Dombrowski, that's the guy.
No, it's just like
they need to draft and develop better. Oh, we got Dave.
I just could not. Like, my only takeaway from the weekend, I didn't really watch much of it because I was at a bachelor party and the Wi-Fi sucked, which was annoying. But like I was reading about it and watching Sunday, and it's like they hire Farhan Zahidi in 2 years they have the best record in the NL because he's a freaking wizard, right? I mean, they brought in this guy, he turned around, he has everyone on the same page. It's none of this old school people saying, oh, well, I don't know, maybe you need to hit the ball the other way and bunt guys over and play small ball and all that bull. They came in and they have a modern team with, and everyone has the same offensive approach. Like, these guys who suck, I know they would suck here, like Sam Duggar or whatever.
Oh, Sam Duggar would be a 190.
He would be terrible here because it feels like everyone's on different pages all throughout the organization. Meanwhile, he's there changing the culture in 1 year. Chaim Bloom. I mean, if there is just one move that I could have gone back and just done in 2015, it's Chaim. Like, that's the only thing that would have mattered.
Yeah, or fire Klentak a year earlier and do Chaim then too. They had two shots, theoretically, because Klentak, clearly, you fire him the year after. Like, you could have and should have fired him then.
Well, and I know that Chaim had talent there. I know that JD and Xander and Devers are there. Yeah. But, like, still, that team is playing way over its head. I mean, they were terrible last year. Core is a difference-making manager, like, all that stuff. But it's like these guys come in with a freaking plan, and they have a way to execute it. And meanwhile, we hired Matt Klentak, who was the analyst guy for the Angels, who suck, and now we're the East Coast Angels. Like, we are the East Coast Angels. We have a high payroll of pretty good players that just everything feels off every year. Like, the Angels have Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and they're terrible. They have Joe Maddon. They're not good. And that's the same thing that we have here. Like, we're the Angels of the East. We spent a crap ton of money, and it doesn't matter. Like, I'm so sick of where we are. I don't want to be here, and I want to just tear it all down. Honestly, just tear it all down.
You just crushed my soul with the Angels of the East.
Dude, we're the Angels of the East. Are we not the Angels of the East?
Dude, I can't believe I've never thought about that before. Like, we're the Angels of the East. Like, what a perfect comparison. Like, the Phillies have been slightly better than the Angels the last couple of years, but the Angels made the playoffs more recently, even if it is a one-game playoff.
It barely counts.
It does barely count. I agree. But, man, what an outstanding comp. We're the Angels. What an outstanding, devastating comp, Jack. Like, that is devastating. That devastates me to think about it in those terms. Like, man, that is, like, crushing. And, like, look, let's be frank. It all comes back to one dude. And I know that he's spending money, and I appreciate that. But John Middleton has no vision for this ball club as an owner, and he has refused to hire people. And look, I'll give Dave a chance. Dave was, you know, 2 months he had to before the season started.
Yeah, but I mean, you're already noticing that he hasn't paid attention to baseball.
But we know what Dave Nebraska is. Like, exactly. So it all comes back to Middleton. Middleton has, you know, done a horrible job by what you talked about, keeping this team like right in the middle. Like, he did commit to a rebuild. He just hired the wrong people to do it, and it didn't work. And then he found himself locked in a spot where he felt like he had to contend and made these moves to contend, which was the wrong move. Like, they weren't good enough. They don't have the players coming up. Like, it's just, and I get it. Look, I understand the idea that if you're the Philadelphia Phillies, you've not made the playoffs in, at that time, 7, 8 years, whatever, and you're coming off that run of glory for that, you know, 5-year run, and then, you know, you get to this point and you make all these moves to contend, it's hard to say, you know what, this was the wrong path. But you sometimes have to, like, look at AJ Preller in San Diego is a perfect example. Like, remember that summer where he made all these moves, everyone's like, AJ Preller, like, they're going for it, they're great. And, like, within half a season, he was like, oh, this didn't work. Like, this didn't work. We were going for it. It didn't work. I'm totally rebuilding. And on the fly, just rebuilt. And now they have Fernando Tatis and Chris Paddock and Luis Patino. Or they traded Patino. But, like, all these freaking guys. Like, just guys upon guys upon guys. Like, Machado. And they go out and get Machado. And now they're really making a move for it. And, look, they're not the best team in baseball, but they're a team that has enough talent to win it. And, like, it's incredibly frustrating. I'm with you, Jack. Like, it sucks. It sucks where the Phillies are at. It sucks. It really sucks. And I'm mad. I'm mad at John Middleton. I'm mad at all the players. I'm mad at Girardi. Like, and even, it's not even his fault all the time. Like, Middleton, I'm the most mad at, but
Yeah, but I don't just, know. Like,
and I just hate watching this team every night. I hate watching them, Jack.
Well, don't let them get hot. But
oh, by the way, moratorium on that phrase. This is your fault today. It was 4-0 in the whatever. When Harper hits a homer, I'm leaving work, and Jack goes, "Who let the Phils get hot?" I'm like, "No."
That was back.
More of that. That phrase is retired for the season, Jack.
That was back when I had a heart in the body. Yeah. Honestly, though, like with Middleton, it's like I do think he definitely tries. I mean, he's spending a lot of money. I genuinely think his problem is that they have too many old guys. They have too many old guys around them. It's because they're a family atmosphere. And
I mean, Andy McPhail set them back too. Like, let's be honest, Andy McPhail set them back.
I mean, the sport is just advancing so quickly, and it's not going back to the. Well, you know, you got to put the ball in play, and you got to, you know, move runners along, and it's like, dude, grow up. But it's 2021. Like,
just hire a young, smart analytics guy and get the hell out of his way.
Yeah,
like that's it.
But there's
hire Chaim Bloom. Hire whoever. Like any of these guys that we've talked about 100 times. Like hire one of them and get bleep out of their way. Like get out of their way.
Well, but he is spending money. I just fear that they're getting in his ear too much about how analytics are bad and all this stuff and data is bad and all that stuff. It would be detrimental if they go to doing it all the old school way. I'm just telling you, it would be absolutely detrimental. And they need to continue to forge forward and get the people out of there that don't believe it out of the way. Because, dude, look at what the Giants did and look what the Red Sox are doing. These are teams that were losing 100 games a couple years ago and they're already back. The Phillies lost 99 games in 2015. And they're still bad. Like, I don't know. It's a really bad spot. It's a really bad spot. Today was really bad. Yesterday was really bad. You know, they're in the mockery of the sport for, you know, 24 hours, and they still are the mockery of the sport. 24 hours later,
they get to play for New York against the Mets. So
we finally faced
DeGrom.
I'm sure
it's gonna go awesome.
We faced DeGrom, so everything's great.
It's gonna go great. All right, you got anything else? Because this is the short. I have one other thing, but I'm done talking about this baseball team. So if you have anything else,
All right. They ruined the Jankowski. You know, he's a triple A away from the cycle. That would have been great.
I know.
It would have been great if David Bell's can finally be erased in the record books.
The rain needs to come to an end.
Yes. So I mean, hey, Travis Jankowski might have time to build around him. Good little player.
I'll give him credit. He had the most ignominious start to his Phillies career of just about anyone I could ever remember in my life. He's worked his way back. I no longer want Travis Jankowski cut. Yeah. How about that?
Listen, that was, first off, far too big a word for this podcast. And that's
not
a
that
fact.
Big.
Yes, that's a fact. Come drown your sorrows at High Hopes Night at the Brewery July 10th.
Yes.
Why not? I mean, just come on out.
I mean, the question could be why, Jack?
Right.
The answer to that is certainly not the Philadelphia Phillies. It's come hang out with us, right, and it'll be fun.
Right. Also, on a positive
and
note.
And good beer.
Yeah, good beer, of course. I think Bailey Falter's my favorite guy to watch on the team. No one cares because the Phillies lost today, but.
Deep release point, baby.
Dude, he's awesome. And David Hale, I can't believe he put David Hale into that game. Like
I can.
It's honestly,
I totally can believe it.
It's,
come on. You could totally believe it.
Of all the fireable Joe Girardi offenses, putting David Hale into that game might be the worst. Also, Sam Coonrod stinks. I'm glad we gave up Carson Ragsdale for him. seriously, I mean, Spider-Tech Sam. Archie's like, whatever. It's just a bad pitch. And then, yeah. I mean, real quick, just on a final actual baseball note, and Hector obviously deserves no protectors at this point. Like, I mean,
yeah, it's done.
Yeah,
it's
get over. I mean, I get it. He was having a good
I'll
year.
I'll protect him as the seventh or eighth inning guy.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, who's your closer? I mean, if you go out there on?
Oh, I agree. Ranger Suarez, Jack.
Yeah, but that's completely.
I'm kidding. I was just trying to say the one guy who pitches well in the bullpen.
I know. Well, he's awesome. I mean, he's awesome. Like, where would this team be without
him? He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a freaking MVP other than Wheeler, it feels like.
I think I would trust Brogdon. I think I would put Brogdon in there if they do make a move. I mean, Girardi said tonight that he'll sleep on it, and you know we'll decide on Friday. And it is a doubleheader, so hey, you know once they're up in the ninth in both games, we could have Brogdon close game one, Hector close game two, and then the Phillies are hot again. So you know, it just sucks, man. It sucks because a week ago, like, I genuinely felt good about him, and I felt like there was.
But we were all happy last time we talked about
it. I know. I couldn't pick a better time to go to Seattle. Like,
that's true. And I'm going to the Outer Banks July 4th week. So this is good. This is good. A little separation from the team.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. I got one last thing. And just because we're upset.
No, you don't have to.
Just because it's a bad day doesn't mean a bit has to die. Now, I would like to read a letter.
Oh, no.
It's pretty funny, actually, because, you know, our boss, Spike Gaskin, not our boss for much longer, sadly, but
boss,
Spike Gaskin, is a big fan of saying that any letter that comes to WIP that is handwritten is a psycho killer letter or a serial killer letter or whatever he calls it, like every time. So he hands me this letter that I get at work addressed to me and at WIP. And he's like, here, you got a serial killer letter. I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks, Mike. Turns out it wasn't. Turns out, Jack Fritz.
Jim Nance sent you a letter.
It's a letter from one of our listeners. And I'm just going to read it real quick. It's not that long. It's a page. I'm going to read it. It is from Anonymous. He says, James.
So it's definitely Jim Nance.
James, I got the sense on Mondays that June 14th episode of High Hopes podcast, it's in cursive, so I'm doing my best.
Oh, it's even harder to read.
I know, I know. High Hopes podcast, that the bit may be dying. So I wanted to come clean. A little background. I graduated from college magna cum laude, got offered a scholarship to Penn. So we got smart listeners out there, Jack. And completed a master's program at George Washington. So, point being, clearly a smart human sending this letter.
First off, he's writing in cursive.
All right. So he says, despite all these academic accomplishments, I, to my dismay, made the same mistake Jack did when I heard the Jim Nance resign headline.
Let's go.
He says, please share this with him. I don't think he expected me to read it, but please share this with him. Maybe it'll make him feel a little better. He says, love the show. Diseased Phillies fan. Totally struck a chord with me. The pod is like a support group for people. A little tough with the cursive here. People who are
diseased and have problems.
People who don't know enough to know better. But refuse to let go. Oh, people who know enough to know, or who know enough to know better, but refuse to let go. Mm.
Sounds like a title of a podcast.
P.S. It sure does, buddy. P.S. Leaving this letter unsigned because I am still kind of ashamed by my Jim Nance thing.
That's right.
Keep up the great work.
You big dumb idiot.
Anonymous.
Yep.
Thank you for keeping the bit alive and maybe even breathing new life into the bit. This I will not let this die. Right. And you should be ashamed. You should both be ashamed, just like Jack Fritz. I'm sorry to turn on you there, but I mean, come on.
I do love that he's using his academic qualifications as to how he screwed up, resign and resign.
I'm not kidding. My letter made my day.
Yeah, if you want to send more letters to James.
Made my day. So thank you so much. Like
2400 Market Street, fourth floor.
Yes. Yes. Care of James Seltzer. Yep. How about that? So that was awesome.
Yes.
So,
or if you have any more letters that you don't feel like handwriting out in cursive, you could always email us at thehighhopespod@gmail.com. Yeah, thehighhopespod@gmail.com. So
next one I'm gonna get is gonna be one with like the letters cut out from the magazine, being like, "Don't worry, I'm not a psycho. I just love the High Hopes Pod."
Nice,
Jim Nance.
All I want is the guy who wrote that to come to High Hopes Night at Four Fingers.
Yes, please come and tell me you're the person who wrote this. I won't shame you. I was kidding about that. And Jack obviously won't shame you because he did it too.
That's right.
So that's right. All right. That was fun. Ending on a high note.
It was an uplifting end to an awful day and an awful existence.
I hate the Phillies. All right, he's Fritz himself. We'll see you later.